Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, good morning, everybody. Good to see everyone here. We all have to do strange things to keep the jobs going, so great to be out. So this is, we're here today in the for the first day of the Village of Hamburg Kids Play program. So the pandemic situation, it has been evolving in Western New York, evolving in New York State, and of course, as we see, evolving in the nation. But I'm happy to see that we're working smartly and cooperatively through our reopening phases without seeing an increase of cases. We're not seeing any dramatic spikes right now in New York State. However, across the country, we are seeing dramatic increases. And most of those are coming out of communities that weren't careful. You hate to blame the victim, but the steps that we are taking to make sure this camp is safe is going to keep people safe. And if we ignored the situation, we would have a lot of sick people. So we hope that by keeping safe, by keeping pragmatic, we're going to be able to keep our numbers down and to be able to keep working through our phased reopening in Western New York, in New York State. So Western New Yorkers are being careful. They're being pragmatic. They're being responsible. And because of that, we're able to do things like we're doing today in the Village of Hamburg, which is to bring kids back to the program we all desperately want. You know, everybody sort of wants to have a lot of reopenings happening, but they also want kids programming and schools to reopen. We want that too, but we realize there's only so much risk we can put into the system. And if we're going to take any risk and take sacrifices, it should be on behalf of the kids. So Mayor Moses and other electeds have done a great job to make sure that Western New York is ready, but particularly here in the Village of Hamburg, there has been thought going into this. You go into the Village of Hamburg, there's hand sanitizers everywhere. The mayor has staggered the work schedule for the people who work in the village hall, so everyone's not there at the same time. We're doing smart stuff. We're doing smart systems, implementing smart systems to keep proper social distancing and to reduce the risk of anybody becoming sick. So throughout the entire pandemic, the village has somehow managed to keep providing vital services to the community that we love. But in order to keep the kids safe and following protocol, we're seeing like programs like this, the Summer Rec program, Kids Play, needs to be entirely revamped and needs to have some new equipment. So this time last year, you would have seen about 225 kids grouped together right here. Big location, kids everywhere. But this year, they played it smart. You know, they split it up, four different locations, 25 kids at each location. Only able to serve half the number of the community that were served last year, but we feel we can do it safely. Tent set up for outdoor lunches and breakfast, no more coming inside. So we think we can provide the kids a nice, fun, recreational outlet in a safe environment. So Josh Hayek from the Village Rec Department and Mayor Moses, they put this together, but they also reached out to my office and said they needed a little bit of help. So we were able, through New York State, to provide a dozen gallon jars of hand sanitizers and over 100 small bottles for the kids to keep with them in their backpacks, in their pockets of hand sanitizers. So I think the number of the small bottles is over 125. So we want each kid and each adult working in a program to be able to have a bottle with them. We're also going to help provide some funding for no-touch thermometers, masks, disposable gloves, all to ensure that the kids coming to the camp are able to do so safely. So, you know, there's no question that everyone's pitched together over the last few months. It's been a difficult few months. But seeing camps like this reopen gives you optimism and hope. But it's another example of us reaping the rewards from taking the difficult steps that we did take in March, April, and May. But because we're able to flatten the curve, drive down the community infection, we're able to bring programs like this back. So I'm proud of how Western New York has handled the pandemic. I'm proud that we were keeping social distancing at a community. I'm proud that we're wearing our masks and we are our brother's keepers in Western New York, especially in the village of Hamburg. Everyone works together here, but that's all under the leadership of Mayor Moses. He's a fantastic team builder, and because of the team he has built, we're able to offer programs like we're offering today. So it's my pleasure to bring up the mayor of the village of Hamburg, Tom Moses.
Come on up, Mayor.
Thank you, Assemblyman Ryan. Really appreciate the opportunity to say thank you for your great donation of the hand sanitizers and masks and stuff for the village of Hamburg. It's been a tough 3-4 months. There's no doubt about it. Nothing's been easy about this. It's still a challenge to make sure people do the right thing at the right time, but you got to promote safety and welfare of all individuals at all times. And it's very difficult. Some people don't believe in it. Some people don't believe in the mask. Some people say that we're going way overboard. However, there's no true indication. We saw what happened in other areas where they fired things up too quick. They're back into situations that hospitals are getting full and things are not as good as it should be. So at this point, too, I want to thank the Recreation Department, Josh Hake, for a job well done in getting things organized. It's not simple when you've got people out there that want to get their kids in the program and you can only limit it to X number. However, we have to take safety and we also have to do what is right for everybody involved. So again, I want to thank everybody for the cooperation, and we still got a ways to go. This pandemic is not over with, and we just have to make sure we stay safe and to keep following the good guidelines. So again, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mayor Moses. The mayor has put together a great leadership team here in the village, and certainly an important part of that is Josh Hayek from the Parks and Recs Department. So why don't you come on up, Josh. Tell us a little about this great program we have going on today.
Sure. Josh Hayek, H-A-E-I-C-K, and I'm the recreation supervisor for the village of Hamburg. So folks, I'm going to give you a quick synopsis of our program. We have 100 total kids play campers. They are spread out, 25 at 4 different sites. One of the sites is Legion Field, our main youth baseball complex. The other site is Glen Meadows Park, our largest and most developed park, the Hamburg Youth Center right down the street from here, and the Hamburg Community Center, which is where we're at today. We normally fill our program quickly in the summer, and we have 220 kids who are normally dropped off in the early afternoon for the last 15 years down at the Youth Center. 220 kids lined up with parents, all coming into an indoor facility where then we disperse to all the different parks. Well, obviously, as we know, after the last 3 months, that things needed to change, and they needed to change quickly. When the village board on June 15th determined that we would have a summer camp, I can promise you, and I'm sure that my colleagues in Parks and Recreation will tell you, that since then, we have been working nonstop. My team, including Hannah right here, who's our site leader here at the community center, She's worked her butt off, and our team of office staff have worked their butts off to be ready for today. One thing I'll just share with you for a little bit of levity is the parents, overwhelmingly, probably all 100 of them, in an email or a text or a phone call, have said, "Josh, my kid is so happy to be in the program, but more importantly, I'm happy because I'm getting my kid out of the house finally." And what I can tell the parents, probably universally throughout the program, the kids share those feelings mutually. I promise you, parents, they are tired of you teaching them. They're tired of you telling them what to do every day and hearing the same voice. And so the great thing about our program is we're going to provide different voices and different experiences than the kids have had since mid-March when this all started. And that makes me really proud that it's happening here in the village. But I want to be clear, it would not have happened without the support of the mayor and the village board. But also, Sean mentioned the hand sanitizers, which every child will get a small hand sanitizer like you see here. We also have large gallon jugs of hand sanitizer. But I want to say a few other things. Part of the screening each day here at the site is to take kids' temps. The temporal thermometers, the non-touch thermometers, aren't cheap. The masks that we had to purchase, not cheap. The gloves that our staff will use to sanitize equipment and tables and chairs is not cheap. And so with the assemblyman's support, we were able to purchase all of the PPE and all of the cleaning supplies, including hand sanitizer, that we needed, and we can't thank him enough. So I'm really excited for today. I know that our kids are, and our staff, our team of staff certainly is, and we appreciate your support being out here today as well. Happy to answer any questions about logistics with the program.
How are you going to implement the hand sanitizer?
Yeah, great question. So we essentially have five things that happen during the day. Breakfast and icebreakers in the morning. The first thing you'll see today at drop-off, Hannah will take a temperature, parents will sign off on a waiver, and the kid will get sanitized right on the spot. Start the day clean. After breakfast and icebreaker, they go back, socially distance, hand sanitize again. Then we move into activity one. Transition time for 10 to 15 minutes after each activity. There are three activities. In between there, there's lunch. Before and after lunch, hand sanitizing. So we have these transitions. A great question. We have these transitions built before and after every single activity or event that happens.
Josh, can you go over the protocol of what happens if there's a kid that ends up catching coronavirus? I know you're taking all the precautions, but things could happen.
Well, the protocol would be this. If we were to have a case of COVID-19 at a specific site, the first thing we would do is shut down the site immediately, unfortunately. It's just the reality, and we have to be, we are prepared for that reality, but in the interest of safety and well-being of all the kids and our staff in the program, we would have to shut down that particular site until further notice, and we would certainly instruct parents and do our best to get the program up and running. The state has some pretty clear guidelines on how you should go about that. I don't have it right in front of me, but I do know that our site would be shut down immediately.
So the 25 kids, if they would just go home, they wouldn't go to any of the other three sites?
No, no. We were, I don't want to say conservative, we were smart about how we set this program up. And that was to make sure that, number one, your normal kid-to-staff ratio was better than the 12-to-1 or 10-to-1 that we've always pledged to our parents. And we also wanted to make sure that our groupings, there are three staff that will be group leaders. So we have 10, 8, and 7, 9, 8, and 8, 10, 9, and 6. Those will be the groupings for the whole year. And those groupings essentially need to remain static and away from one another. Yeah. The big question in our world, Mike, is what activities can't take place? And there are a number of them. In our world, anything that the premise of the game requires touching another person, we have some, obviously, any tag game, out the window. Flag football, out the window. We have a great game called Chicken in the Coop that one of our staff created. That's two people, and there's touching involved. So really, any game where the premise is touching another human being, we're not going to be able to take part. But I will tell you this. We have arts and crafts. We have all kinds of active games, and there's still plenty to do. And, you know, we sort of have our playbook, Mike, that's had to be crossed off a little bit, a few crossed off the list. But we're going to do our best at every moment to social distance whenever and at all times possible. And, you know, certainly parents know, as we all know, there's a level of risk getting 25 kids together. But certainly we're going to limit that risk. And our staff has spent hours of training making sure that we understand and they understand how to limit that risk as much as possible.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.